Hi, I'm David Jackson, and welcome to my podcast, D-Time, a personal project of mine where I simply share what I'm learning in life spiritually as a Christian, husband, father, and human. Each episode, you'll hear from myself, and I'll also sit down with a guest and talk about various topics and get their insights as well. Life is all about learning, and I love learning from other people and seeing what sparks come from discussions on everyday topics. Thanks for listening. Hey, welcome to D-Time Season 1, Episode 41, and today we're talking about art. You know, for me, you know, I used to draw when I was younger. Somewhat considered myself to be an artful person. You know, I like to draw, but as I got older, you know, definitely didn't have enough time to really keep up with it, or, you know, family life gets in the way of things of those nature. But I always keep coming back to art. I always keep coming back to creating. And you know, I think, you know, we all have a creative side to us, you know, some in more measure than others. And it's something that, you know, you hear that saying, you know, if you don't use it, you lose it. And so if you're not using that creative part of your brain, you know, you lose it. And so I thought it'd be cool to just talk about art and talk about being creative with someone that is a very artful person that I know. Her name is Chao Shi. And, you know, she was previously on the podcast talking about her culture and how it's affected her here in America. And, you know, she's a very talented artist. I love seeing what she's created. And I thought it'd be cool just to talk to her about how to keep that part of your brain going, how to stay motivated, how to maybe if you don't feel like you have that quote unquote artful bone in your body, excuse me. How to cultivate that, how to strengthen that. So sit tight for part two, where we talk about art and how to expand on that. And drop us a line as always. What do you feel like you're artful in, if that makes any sense? What's your area of art that you like to express yourself in? And maybe for those that are, you know, struggling and wanting to dabble in art in its many forms, you know, share with maybe some challenges that you're having and kind of getting things going. And hopefully in part two, when I sit down with Chao Shi, we can learn something and we can figure out how to, you know, ignite that spark, so to speak. So thank you for listening in. Again, sit tight for part two. And as always, you can follow this podcast, D-Time Podcast, on Twitter and Instagram, and dtimepodcast@gmail.com. Sit tight. Let's dive into art in part two. Peace. Hey, welcome back to D-Time, Episode 41, Season 1, Your Inner Artist. And so I'm back here talking with Chao Shi, all about art. Chao Shi, welcome back.
Hi.
Hey, so let's get right into it. We're talking about art today. So what do you love the most about art in general?
What do I love the most about art is that simply it can help me to, it's an outlet for me to express myself.
Mm-hmm. And maybe what's your favorite style of art or discipline of art?
The really fundamental, practical, just drawing and painting art about anything, like it can be landscape or it can be portrait or still life.
Awesome. Yeah, it's great. So in the first part of this episode, I talked to, you know, I don't consider myself a very artful person. You know, when I was younger, you know, I did a lot of drawing and things like that. But as I got older, you know, I just found less and less time to be able to draw and do artful things. But I definitely think that everyone should, you know, practice some type of art or some type of creativity. I think it has so many different effects on, you know, your life and definitely spiritually. So from the spiritual side of it, how has art impacted your life spiritually, or vice versa? How has your spiritual life affected your art?
I think this is a really good question. for when I first started, I just do it because I like it. But then after a while, I start to have more emotion that I need to deal with, have more feelings that I need to deal with. And sometimes I dream dreams that are exactly how I feel, and I want to draw it down. So just that part of feelings that really directly affect my art. Mm-hmm. But spiritual life, when I first come to know about a lot of painting of Christ back in my country in Taiwan, I went to museum and see all this old painting of Jesus and of him, and it's like a lot of them, and from really, really long time ago. And just seeing those paintings and really just start out my curiosity and my thought about who this person is, Jesus, who is Jesus, why is he in all of the painting, most of the painting back in 1490s. So I start out there, I see those, I love realistic painting. I paint a lot of realistic painting as well. But I think a lot of artists back in 15th century or 13th century, that they really really impact my art. And back to spiritual life, Jesus it's something that has been a lot of question, and like he is a big mystery in my life. He was a big mystery in my life. And when I came to America, I went to churches to know about him. And after that, I joined a church called International Christian Church in Seattle, International Christian Church. And it's just amazing that he absolutely is. It impacted my life. It changed my life when I got baptized and say Jesus is Lord and make the decision to change my life to become like him. And it's just through the Bible, because I read the Bible before I got baptized, and I had this deep convictions about just the purpose of life, because I have always been lost. I have always don't know what I'm doing. And sometimes when I paint, I just don't know what to paint. But now, because of him and because of the purpose of I have a really, really deep conviction, and I find my purpose deeply in Christ and in what he called me to do. So I use that as an inspiration. And recently I got in UW, and all of my work and my art project and assignment, I do it for him, and because of how much that I want to thank him back of he forgiving my life. So I just, all my artists now, our artwork now is really positive, and it helped me so much in my life to focus on something that's like internal and purposeful, and that will never lose hope on that, because I know no matter what, it's helping me spiritually, and I don't need to feel competitive toward each other, toward other classmates, because I know it's special for God and it's special for me. And just come to the first point of like seeing Jesus in the painting and not knowing him, to now I'm doing it for him. It's just such a great like life changing things. So it's awesome.
Oh, that's really great. That's kind of leading into the next question. So, in addition to, Jesus obviously being a big inspiration now for your art, what are some other things that inspires you when it comes to art?
Other thing that inspired me, mainly it's Jesus. But other thing can be the people around me, or love. I think love is a big subject, and just in the painting that I really love, it's the Last Supper in Christian art. It's like the Last Dinner, and it's painted by Leonardo Da Vinci and and 1490s, late 1490s, and this painting is like Jesus right in the middle and the people at the site, and just seeing that he, I have been researching this paper, and the painter, he himself see Jesus as a love of the Lord, and he sit in the middle and didn't lean to the right or to the left. He's someone who have impact but also give balance to the world, to the love and the law of God. So it's just, it's a great balance, and he make it's so much deeper in this painting, but the inspiration can be love, inspiration can be this story in the Bible or something like that. So for me right now, I'm just fully focused on God, and all the inspiration is basically from the story or the parable of Jesus or something like that. I want to start with those story and just tell the world of how awesome and bring this back, because nowadays you don't see much painting about Jesus, you know. So that's awesome.
Oh, that's awesome. So say, what would you say to someone who maybe wants to grow in their art, and maybe say it's painting or any form? What would you say to someone who wants to kind of grow in that area?
Okay. So first, take better photos. So just take a lot of photos, and you save those photos in a big drive, and you can go back to it. Sometimes those photos inspire you to do art. Of what you took, maybe a flowers or a landscape, and it can inspire you to do it. And also, second, bring your sketchbook always and just draw down or write down whatever is on your mind, because the idea come fast and go fast. So you have to write it down whenever, any times. And, also go to many museum to see other people work in painting or any form of art, because that really will open your mind. And also you can go online to see other paintings too.
Awesome. That's great. And so last question, when it comes to art, you know, what's a good piece of advice that someone has shared with you?
Recently, I've been taking a class, and an artist come, and she told us that artist has to feel to give. So you have to feel yourself to give. Otherwise, you'll be burned out by the ideas or whatever you want to do. So feel with whatever will fulfill you, like happiness or food or shelter or people you love or things that you love to do. For me, it's church and food. So just things like that, you have to be filled to give your idea, to paint, give your energy. So fill yourself fully so that you can give it fully to your art.
Awesome. That's great. That's great. Well, Chelsea, thank you again for coming back and talking about art. I know this is something that, you know, a lot of people will find helpful. And for those listening, share your piece of art. I want to see what you're working on. I think just like you said, you know, seeing other people's art and, you know, what comes from their mind is a great way for inspiration and motivation. So share your piece of art, maybe something you're working on. Something that you're proud of or that you completed, and post it, you know, on Twitter or Instagram. Tag us, D-Time Podcast, on Twitter and Instagram, or send us an email at dtimepodcast@gmail.com. Chelsea, thank you so much again. And I'll be sure to put like a little link for some of your artwork if you're willing, so folks that are listening can kind of see what you're working on.
Yeah, sure. We'll love to.
Sweet. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me for D-Time. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If there's a topic that you'd like discussed, You can leave suggestions in the comments or follow this podcast on Twitter and Instagram @TheTimePodcast. See you next time.